Estate Hornet Basketball. Hornet Basketball is brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free, the best it can be. Call 620-342-4222. By Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless inside the Flint Hills Mall. By Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the global agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. By Carrie's Diamonds, for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life. 1015 Industrial, Carrie's Diamonds, where their difference is you. By The Station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant. Open Thursday through Saturday. The Station, where Emporia connects. Also brought to you by the RV Dock, the Credit Union of Emporia, Longvine Auto Plaza, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, Plumbing by Spellman, Hair Crafters, Witten Construction, Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, PT Associates of Emporia, and Charlie's Place. Also brought to you by Prof Sports Bar and Grill, Express Tire Pros, Cheryl Schumann Electric, Mark II Lumber, Mel's Tire, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Fillinger, the Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center in Manhattan, John North Ford, Mainstay Suites, The Pizza Ranch, Shoal Construction, Flint Hills Mall, and Williams Automotive. Now stay tuned for Emporia State Hornet Basketball.
Our national anthem before tonight's game between Emporia State and Bethel College, as Emporia State Lady Hornets and the Bethel College Threshers looking to maybe, I guess for lack of a better term, knock some rust off of their game before they resume conference play. Let's take a look at our starting lineups for tonight's ball game, brought to you by Plumbing by Spellman at 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. First four of the Threshers of Bethel College. They come in with a record of 3-10, 1-7 in the KCAC. They're coached by Derek Pringle Jr., who's in his second season. 13-31 is his overall record. And this is the lineup he'll go with tonight. At the guard spot, the point guard spot, Corinne Yoder, 5'5 freshman out of Heston, Kansas, averaging 7 points and a rebound. Also at a guard will be Josie Stupi, a 5'7 sophomore out of Arlington, Washington, averaging 9 points and three rebounds. Out of forward spot will be Carly Robb, a 5'10 sophomore out of Albany, Oregon, averaging 5 points and three rebounds. And making her first start of the season and playing in her first game of the season, Troy Lucas, a 5'10 senior out of Allen, Texas. Also getting the start will be Jasmine Pete, the post player, 6'3 senior out of Riverside, California, coming in averaging 12 points and 8 rebounds. For the Emporia State Lady Hornets, they come in with a record of 8-2, 4-1 in the MIAA, coached by Toby Wynn in his fifth season. 87-39 is the overall record. And this is the lineup the Lady Hornets will go with tonight. At the point guard spot, Treasure Job, 5'7 junior out of Wichita South High School. She's a two-time all-conference selection, averaging now 20 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists. Also on the guard will be Victoria Price, 5'8 junior out of Grand Prairie, Texas. Transfer from Utah State, averaging 10 points and 3 rebounds. Also on the guard, Elena Hartman, 5'10 sophomore out of Spearville, Kansas, averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds. On the wing, Faith Paramore, 6-foot sophomore out of Haven, by way of Oral Roberts, averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds. And in the post will be Mary Lakes, 6'4 senior out of Peoria, Illinois. She's averaging 5 points and 5 rebounds. The officials for tonight's game, as assigned by the MIAA, our referee will be Jeff Stromgren, and our umpires are John Wiemers and James Adger. Your starting lineups have been brought to you by Plumbing by Spellman, located at 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. Emporia State will be dressed in their home whites with black letters and the Power E on the front of their uniforms. Bethel in their road black uniforms, white numbers and letters, and red trim on both the shorts and the tops of the jerseys. In the center circle will be Mary Lakes jumping up against Jasmine Pete as we are about set for basketball here this evening. As Jeff Stromgren gets set to put the ball in play. This will be only the third meeting between these two teams. Emporia State has won both of the previous meetings. And the ball is in the air. The tip is going to be controlled by Emporia State. They'll play to the basket to our right as we view it here courtside at White Auditorium. Hope you enjoy it. Treasure Job has the ball out front, swings it right side. Victoria Price now left side. To Faith Paramore, back out front, Treasure. Now they go down low. Mary Lakes backing in against Pete and scores it off the glass. Mary Lakes puts Emporia State up 2-0. Here to start this basketball game. Quickly into front court, Bethel, three-point shot off the mark. No good for Carly Robb, and Emporia State comes the other direction. Treasure Job has the ball out front. Steps back for three, top the key, off the side of the rim, no good. Rebound, Faith Paramore, being double-teamed, now takes it back out on the left side, drives along the baseline, underneath, reverse layup, off the glass, crawls off, no good. Rebound goes to Carly Robb. 2-0, Emporia State. Free throw circle, jumper on the way, and good for Troy Lucas. And we're tied at two with 8:57 to play here in the first quarter. Hartman swings to the left side. Faith Paramer launches a three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound goes to Jasmine Pete for Bethel. Here's a pass that's deflected out of bounds by Emporia State's Victoria Price. Bethel will keep the basketball. Carly Robb to play it in across the way. Plays it in to Corinne Yoder. Yoder swings it to the left side to Stupi. Now they get it in the paint. Try to go down low to Pete. And it gets knocked away and a steal for Emporia State. Here come the Hornets the other way. Right wing three off the glass and good for Victoria Price. She knocks it out of Hare Crafters three. Call Mark Kraft at 620-342-6172. Make your appointment at Hare Crafters. 1027 Commercial downtown Emporia. Here's a deflection by Mary Lakes. Picked up by Victoria Price. Down to Treasure Job. Layup missed, but she gets fouled. She'll be at the line to shoot a pair as Kylie Robb picks up the personal foul. Treasure Job has been to the free throw line 55 times. That's the most of any Hornet player. She's 40 of 55. That's a 72% mark. And the first free throw is good for Treasure. Coming off a big game point-wise in the Lady Hornets' loss to Missouri Western. Second free throw is also good for Treasure Job. Gives her 2 points, and it's a 7-2 Emporia State lead. Treasure had 31 points in that loss to Missouri Western. Here's a three from the deep right corner off the mark. Rebound to Pete, and the stick back is good for Jasmine Pete. 7-4 Emporia State. 7:43 to play here in the first quarter. Mary Lakes has it out front. Dribbles it a couple times. Now gives it off to Treasure Job on the right side. She'll launch a three swish. Hare Crafters three for Treasure Job, and hopefully that's a good sign. What a basketball. Here's a steal by Elena Hartman. Feeds it off to Victoria Price. Layup from the left side is good. Victoria Price with five. And this is the type of play Coach Toby Wynn was hoping to see from his team. Locked in, taking the game seriously. Not treating it like it's you're playing an NAI team. Here's Pete from the high post, right side, off the mark, no good. Rebound to Elena Hartman. What a basketball brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Call them at 620-342-4222. Here's a three-point shot off the mark, no good. Rebound goes for a tie-up. Alternate possession goes to the Bethel Threshers. They'll have a shift change for Emporia State. Checking into the lineup, Sydney Tinner, along with Kylie Shear, Stevie Stinchcomb, Katie Harina, and Christina Walsh. Coach Toby Wynn was hoping to be able to get some of the younger players in, some of those that don't see a lot of playing time into this ball game. He's taking that opportunity early in this game. Here's a shot from the free throw line that's missing for Bethel, but they end up with a rebound. Here's a deflection and a steal, though, by Emporia State's Kylie Shear. The layup at the other end just missed it. And we're going to get a foul on the battle for the rebound by Stevie Stinchcomb as she came in crashing in and picks up the foul, her first, team first on Emporia State. 6:31 to play here in the first quarter, 12-4 Emporia State with a lead. They'll apply backcourt pressure. Bethel trying to get the ball into front court, and they finally throw it into the front court to Carly Robb on the wing right side, pass in the lane. Oh, almost turned over by Bethel. Here's a shot that's off the mark, and the rebound goes to Emporia State into front court. This is Stevie Stinchcomb, or make that Kylie Shear, kicks it in the corner to Stevie Stinchcomb. Stevie now dribbles it back out front, keeping the dribble, backs it up. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Gets a screen from Christina Walsh. Shoots the three off the side of the rim. No good. Rebound tipped around, and Bethel comes up with a basketball. Pushing the ball up the floor, Josie Stupi. Stupi into front court. Almost bobbled it. Feeds it off to Lucas. Lucas kicks it in the deep left corner for a three from Parker Schroeder. Her shot off the mark. No good. Rebound goes to Katie Harina. She'll race it into front court. Takes it down the lane. Left side. Scoop layup. No good. She was maybe a step too far away before she started to lay that one up. And the missed layup rebounded by the Bethel Threshers. Bethel gets it into the free throw circle to Schroeder. Top of key three off the back iron. No good for Josie Stupi. The rebound tracked down by the Bethel Threshers. Out front with the basketball. Robb kicks it to the left side to Stupi, or right side to Stupi. Shot clock down to 10. Pass in the lane to Schroeder. Loses the ball. And we're going to get a foul on Emporia State. See whom they call the foul on. They're calling this foul on Christina Walsh. That's her first, team number two. What a basketball being brought to you by Carey's Diamonds for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life at 1015 Industrial. Carey's Diamonds, where their difference is you. Corinne Yoder back in the lineup for the Bethel Threshers. Here's a pass that's out front that gets knocked away by Kylie Shear, and Kylie's going to get whistled for the foul. And that will send us to our first media timeout. 4:58 to play here in the first quarter, 12-4. Emporia State with a lead. What a basketball being brought to you by PT Associates. Like ESU basketball, PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia, 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Let technology bring you closer this holiday season to loved ones near and far. With unlimited data as low as $25 a month, you can get the phone you want with the features you need from the best people. Next Tech Wireless, keeping Kansans connected.
Did you know that each year termites cost billions of dollars in damage? That's why you should consider the Centricon system with always active technology from McKenzie Pest Control to help prevent costly termite damage before it occurs. Centricon Always Active is always baited and always ready to protect your home or business from damaging termites. And it's affordable. Call McKenzie Pest Control for a free termite evaluation and learn how Centricon Always Active can help protect your biggest investment.
Your home for Hornet Sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
12-4 Emporia State with the lead. 4:58 to play first quarter. Bethel with the basketball out of the timeout. They work it out front. This is Dakota Piovason. Now they work it in the paint to Schroeder. Kick it out to the right wing. 3-point shot up. No good for Yoder. Rebound battled for, and Katie Harina comes away with the basketball. She'll race it into front court, has it free throw circle, dishes it off. Sydney Titter. Now a long three by Kylie Scherer. The sophomore from Cheney knocks down a hair crafter's three, and the Lady Hornets are up by 11, 15-4. Good to see the three-point shot finally falling for the Lady Hornets. They've struggled with that. Coming into this game, they were shooting 25% beyond the arc, just 56 of 223. Lane line floater in and out, no good for Lena Driscoll. She gets her own rebound, gets it out front into the hands of Jordan Lyons, who gets fouled by Emporia State's Stevie Stinchcomb, who picked up her second personal foul. That is team foul number four on the Lady Hornets. Checking back into the Bethel lineup is Jasmine Pete. Setting down will be Dakota Theovison. Out front with the ball, Yoder looking for some help. Kicks it on the wing, trying to drive the baseline. That's Lyons. Here's a steal by Tenner. Feeds it up the floor. Stevie Stinchcomb almost lost the dribble. Steps to the defense, lays it up and in. Nice move by Stevie Stinchcomb. She stepped right between two defenders and gets the layup at 17-4 Emporia State. Lady Hornets will apply backcourt pressure into front court. Schroeder takes it down the lane, lays it up and in. Tough basket for Parker Schroeder, the freshman out of Holstead. It makes it a 17-6 Emporia State lead. Harina over on the wing left side. Top the key. It goes to Walsh. Down low. Sydney Tenner tries to go with a shot and gets her shot blocked. Getting the block for Bethel was Jordan Lyons. Here come the Threshers the other way. They get it down low to Pete. Shoots it over Walsh and scores it off the glass. She has a nice little spin and touch shot off the glass. She has four. Hornet basketball brought to you by Emporia State University. Preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. 17-8 Emporia State, up by 9. This is Walsh, swings it right side, open for the 3, off the side of the rim, no good. Stevie Stinchcomb, rebound out of bounds, goes to the Bethel Threshers. Another shift change for Emporia State as the starting 5 re-enter the lineup. Elena Hartman, Treasure Job, Victoria Price, Faith Paramore, and Mary Lakes. As Emporia State will apply backcourt pressure on Bethel. Bethel finally does get it inbounds as they play it inbounds to Lena Driscoll. Now into front court with a basketball. This is Stupi down the lane. Layup, no good. Battle for the rebound. Will go to Emporia State as standing out of bounds, grabbing the basketball will be Josie Stupi. And Emporia State with the ball back, leading by 9. 2:33 to play first quarter. Treasure Job into front court. Drives it down the lane. Try to kick it out. Got the pass deflected, but was able to get it back. Now works it out front to Elena Hartman. Gives it off to Paramore. Elena Hartman, left wing three. Left it a little short. Rebound tracked down, though, by Victoria Price. Feeds it down low. Mary Lakes backing in against Pete. Spins to her left. Shot up. No good. Rebound goes to Pete. Nice little battle down low. That time won by Pete. Here's a lob at the floor. Layup at the other end. Bounces home for Josie Stupi. Makes it a 17-10, 7-point lead for Emporia State with a minute 54 to play in the quarter. Faith Paramore has it on the left wing, feeds it out front. Murray Lakes down low. Elena Harmick kicks it back out to Victoria Price. Drives to the basket but took a step before she dribbled. Turnover gives it right back to the Bethel Threshers. Hornet basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Down to a minute 42 to play, first quarter. 17-10, Emporia State with the lead. Bethel with the basketball. Yoder into front court, pulls up in the lane. Shot goes in for her. She stopped right in front of Mary Lakes and shot it down. Corinne Yoder, the freshman out of Heston. And here's a ball that's deflected out of bounds by Bethel, and Emporia State will keep it. They'll play it inbounds across the way. 17-12 Emporia State. The Lady Hornets have gone a while since they've scored a field goal. 3:47 mark was the last field goal scored. Here on top of the free throw circle, a free throw line in front of the free throw line. Treasure Job shoots one in. Gives her 7 points. 19-12. Bethel beats the press. They get it underneath the basket. And we're going to get a travel violation as Troy Lucas, the 5'10 senior out of Allen, Texas, got underneath the basket, and Mary Lakes was right there with her. She had no chance of getting a shot off, and she traveled with it, and the turnover gives it to Emporia State. Treasure Job into front court. Down to a minute to play in the quarter. High post right side. Elena Hartman puts it to the floor. Driving to her left. Spins in the paint. Shoots it up. Left it a little bit short. Rebound. Tipped out. And it's going to be saved by the Bethel Threshers. Carly Robb came up with it. Gives it off to Yoder. Yoder lobs it into front court to Lucas. Lucas now feeds it out front to Stupi. Stupi swings it to Yoder on the wing left side. Back to Stupi out front. Emporia State in the zone. This is Yoder in the lane. Puts up the floor. Gets her shot blocked by Mary Lakes. Ball gets knocked free on the floor. There's going to be a jump ball in the middle of the lane as Mary Lakes grabs a hold of it. Alternate possession will put it in the hands of Emporia State. With 27 seconds to play in the first quarter, Emporia State leading 19-12. Biggest lead has been by 13 at 17-4. So it's a 8-2 run by the Bethel Threshers. Here's Victoria Price out front. Gives it off to Faith Paramore. Free throw circle, Treasure Joe. From behind the free throw line, she shoots it up and in. Treasure Joe with 9, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter of play. 21-12, Emporia State with the lead over the Bethel Thrashers after 10 minutes of play. Horn of Basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless for the latest wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to Horn of Basketball on Mix 104.9.
If you want bragging rights for the best night ever, head to Emporia's newest nightclub, The Station, in downtown Emporia. The Station is a space for everyone with an extensive drink menu and late-night eats, pool tables, air hockey, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The Station is ready for every party with banquet rooms for events big or small for both young and old. For current hours and specials, find The Station on Facebook. The Station at 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
At Emporia State University, we take academics to the next level. So you can take you to the next level. Biology, nursing, pre-med, pre-law, all the pre's. Teaching, business, computer science, social media, art, theater, music, sport leadership, coaching, psychology, sociology. With over 200 academic programs, the sky's the limit. Learn more and schedule a campus visit at emporia.edu/visit.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
21-12, our score. Emporia State with the lead over the Bethel Threshers as we go to the second quarter. Bethel with the basketball. They go down low to Pete, who lost the dribble, got it back. Now they kick it out top the key to Yoder. Yoder swings it on the right wing into the hands of Robb. Robb in the free throw circle, and pass gets knocked away from Troy Lucas. And Victoria Price in the lane puts up the shot. Blocking foul is going to be called on the Bethel Threshers, and this will put Victoria Price at the free throw line. Picking up the personal foul for the Bethel Threshers will be Josie Stupi, her first team first here in the second quarter. First free throw is up and good for Victoria Price. That gives her 6 points in the game. Victoria on the season, a 79% free throw shooter. She's now 32 of 40 and makes a second free throw as well. That gives her 7 points. 23-12, Emporia State up by 11. They'll pressure in backcourt. Victoria Price almost comes up away with a steal. They lob it to Lucas. Then a pass in front court, almost stolen away, but it's saved by Yoder. Yoder in traffic, shot up, no good. Rebound to Pete, stick back is good. Jasmine Pete was 6. She's a tough one to keep off the board. She does a good job. You can see why she's averaging 12 points and 8 rebounds a ball game. This is Victoria Price. Kicks it in the left corner to Paramore for a 3. That one's off the mark. A little bit long. It hit the far side of the rim. Rebound goes to Bethel, and they'll lob it up the floor, and a layup at the other end. Good for Troy Lucas. T-R-I Lucas. That gives her 4 points, 23-16. Down low, Mary Lakes working against Pete. Spins to her left. Layup no good. The rebound goes to Pete, and then Treasure Job gets a steal. Treasure Job in the paint, going one-on-one against Karen Yoder, and draws the block foul on Yoder and makes the basket. That gives her 11. She'll be looking for 12. Don't count the basket, I guess. They say the foul came before the shot. So don't count the basket. As now foul came before the shot was taken. It'll be ball out of bounds for Emporia State as they make the shift change. Deep left corner, three off the mark, no good for Emporia State's Macy Smith, but the rebound goes to Emporia State's Elizabeth Milligan, the freshman out of McAllister, Oklahoma. Her putback is missing. The rebound goes to Bethel as they work it around the zone. Top the key three off the front of the rim. No good for Bethel. Rebound goes to Bethel. They work it back out front to Troy Lucas. They kick it out to Stupi out on the left side. To Lucas, drives in the lane, puts up the floater from 10 feet away. No good. Long rebound goes back out to the Bethel Threshers, and they're going to get a third opportunity here. Shot missing underneath the basket. No good this time for Dakota Piovason, and the rebound to Emporia State. Lady Hornets into front court. This is Kylie Shear. She'll shoot the three. Good. A hair crafter's three for Kylie Shear. She's knocked down two big threes. Kalmar Kraft at 620-342-6172 to make an appointment to get your haircut at Hair Crafters at 1027 Commercial, downtown Emporia. 26-16 Emporia State, 7:38 to play second quarter. Bethel beats the press. Right wing three out the mark. No good for Robb. Battle for the rebound. Won by Bethel. They're winning the battle for the rebound right now. They're out working Emporia State for the loose basketballs. In the deep right corner, this is Robb. Now she'll bring it back on the wing. Feeds it out top the key to Stupi. Shot clock down to seven. Out to Robb for a right wing three. That's off the front end of the rim. No good. Rebound to Emporia State's Macy Smith, the sophomore out of Volpe. She'll race it into front court. Dish it off. Harina out on the wing right side. Three-point shot crawls across the rim. No good. Rebound goes to Bethel. Quickly the other way comes Stupi. Stupi needs some help. Feeds it off to Lucas. Lucas back to Stupi. Almost lost it. Able to track it down before it goes. Ooh. Thought maybe she got away with a double dribble. And we're going to get a travel violation out front as Parker Schroeder spun and may have got whacked on the lip by a Lady Hornet. And she ended up turning it over on a travel violation, and Emporia State will get the ball back. Leaving the lineup for Bethel will be Carly Robb. And checking in will be Jordan Lyons. As they drop into a zone. Out front, Smith. Top the key goes right side. Kylie Shear back to Smith. Left side, Harina in the corner goes to Sydney Tenner for a three. Off the side of the rim, no good. Getting the rebound on the other side of the basketball goal is Jordan Lyons. 26-16 Emporia State, 6:22 to play here in the second quarter. What a basketball brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Ball gets kicked into backcourt by Emporia State. Shot clock resets to 20 for the Threshers. Emporia State staying in their zone. Out front, this is Lyons. Goes left side with a pass to Yoder. Yoder trying to drive to the baseline. Now circles back out to the three-point stripe. Feeds it out front to Stupi. On the wing right side, Troy Lucas. And Lucas travels with it, and the turnover gives it to Emporia State. Or correction. That was Jordan Lyons who turned it over. Out front, Macy Smith, free throw circle, Sydney Tenner. Kylie Shear for right wing three, missed it, rebound. Sydney Tenner put back is good. Sydney Tenner gets the stick back, the junior out of Amarillo, Texas, with her first basket of the ballgame. It's 28-16, Lady Hornets up by 12. Into front court, Yoder goes in the deep right corner, three-point shot off the mark, no good. Rebound goes to Bethel. Missing the three was Josie Stupi. getting the rebound and getting fouled on the putback attempt. This will be Jordan Lyons stepping to the free throw line. Checking into the lineup for the Bethel Threshers. This will be Lena Driscoll checking in along with Jasmine Pete. And also checking back into the lineup will be Troy Lucas. Free throw on the way and good for Jordan Lyons. This is their first free throw attempt of the ball game. Comes with 5:27 to play second quarter. Emporia State. And the second free throw also good. Emporia State now leading 28-18 with 5:22 to play second quarter. Kylie Shear down the lane. Puts up the floater. Count the bucket. She draws the foul. Kylie Shear, sophomore out of Cheney, having a really good first half of basketball. Gives her 8 points. She'll be looking for nine. Picking up the foul will be Parker Schroeder. That's her first. Team foul number three here in the second quarter. Whistled against the Bethel Threshers. Starting five back into the lineup with the exception of Treasure Job as Kylie Shearer, the lefty, shoots the free throw off the back iron. No good, so she'll stay on the floor. Victoria Price, Elena Hartman, Faith Paramore, and Mary Lakes back on the floor for the Lady Hornets. Right wing 17-footer off the mark for Lyons. Battle for the rebound, and Bethel comes up with it. Bethel out-rebounding Emporia State 25-13. Lady Hornets just not getting in the right spot. Here's a deflection by Victoria Price, but it's saved by Lucas. Lucas needs some help. Now she lobs it down low, intended for Jasmine Pete. Pass sails out of bounds off her fingertips. Turnover will give it back to Emporia State, and that takes us to our media timeout. 4:41 to play in the second quarter, 30-18. Emporia State with the lead. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Charlie's Place, open 7 days a week with daily specials, 10 TVs to watch sports. You can play darts. There's even free pool on select days. That's Charlie's Place at 116 Commercial in Emporia. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Call the Top Guns, the masters of disaster, when creepy, crawly critters show up on the scene.
For over 50 years, McKenzie Pest Control has offered quality service to all of East Central Kansas. With a knowledgeable staff and hometown service, let McKenzie Pest Control make your home or business pest-free, the best it can be. Call McKenzie Pest Control, professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest-Free, the best it can be.
Get the latest 5G devices at Next Tech Wireless. Now you can get the iPhone 14 Pro and the Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus on us, or up to $999 off any other device. And that's not all. You can also get half off a new Apple Watch when you bring your number to us. Next Tech Wireless. We are Kansas.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
Back at White Auditorium, 4:40 to play here in the first half, 30-18, Emporia State with the lead. Emporia State with the basketball. Here's a deflection and a steal for Troy Lucas. She goes coast to coast and gets fouled going for the layup. They call the foul on Elena Hartman as she commits the foul, trying to track down the play from behind. And this will put Troy Lucas to the free throw line. As mentioned, this is her first game of the season. First free throw is good. Gives her 5 points. Makes it a 30-19 Emporia State lead. She can make that deficit 10 points here, and she does. 30-20 Emporia State on top. Hornet Basketball brought to you by Bungie North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. They go down low to Mary Lakes, who just backs down Pete, puts up the shot off the glass, missed it, gets her own rebound, stick back is good. Mary Lakes with four, 32-20 in Emporia State. Hornets pressuring, Bethel beats the press in the front court. This is Schroeder now trying to drive with it, and Victoria Price swipes it away from Lena Driscoll, and the Lady Hornets get another steal in the paint. Treasure Job, scoop layup, no good. Rebound goes to Jasmine Pete. for the Bethel Thrashers. Lobs it into front court. Schroeder now gives it off to Troy Lucas. Lucas has the middle of the floor. Drifts to the right. Now she'll try to lob it down low to Pete. Puts up a shot. Missed. And the rebound still loose on the floor. Still loose on the floor. And Mary Lakes has it corralled. And they're going to call what? A jump ball. And alternate possession will give it to Emporia State. Substitution for Bethel into the lineup. Carly Robb replacing Jordan Lyons. A correction. This ball will belong to, yeah, it'll be Emporia State. A little confusion as to who had possession. The possession arrow is pointing to Emporia State. Now it should go to the Threshers, and it does. Treasure Job in the front court, down the lane, right-hand side layup is good for Treasure Job. That gives her 11. It's 34-20, Emporia State up by 14. That is their biggest lead of the ball game. Bethel gets the ball in the front court, almost turning the ball over, but able to keep control with Schroeder. Gives it off to Driscoll, to Pete from 15, shot no good, rebound to Elena Hartman. She rips it down, and she'll spin and head up the left sideline, feeds it across the lane. Victoria Price drives in the paint, kicks it out to Faith Paramore for a three. She nails it. Faith Paramore knocks down a Hare Crafters three, and a timeout's going to be taken by the Bethel Threshers. That's hopefully a good sign. Good ball movement showed by Emporia State, and they found Faith Paramore open, and she finally knocked one down. And she's been struggling from the three-point line. She was 10 of 44 coming into this game. And she's one of those players that has the ability to knock down the shot, who's transfer from Oral Roberts. 2:50 to play here in the second quarter, 37-20, Emporia State on top. What a basketball being brought to you by The Station. Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant. Open Thursday through Saturday. The Station is where Emporia connects. Bethel will have the ball to play inbounds in backcourt, and Emporia State will apply backcourt pressure. They get it to Yoder, and Yoder gets tied up by Treasure Job. Alternate possession keeps it in the hands of the Bethel Threshers. Again, Corinne Yoder, just a freshman out of Heston, looking for some help. Bounce pass. Gets it off to Schroeder. Schroeder will push it into front court. She's a freshman out of Halstead, redshirt freshman out of Halstead. So a couple youngsters for this Bethel basketball team. This is Lucas. Gets her pass blocked by Sydney Tenners in the floor. They feed it up the floor. Treasure Job layup at the other end. Good. Sydney Tenner. And Treasure Job teaming up to get the steal on the score. 13 points for Treasure Job. Bethel quickly into front court. Three-pointer from the right side. It's up and good for Carly Robb. Makes it 39-23. Emporia State with 2:11 to play in the half. Treasure into front court with a basketball. Feeds it on the right side. Faith Paramore looks to drive. Nothing open there. Gives it out to Sydney Turner. Back to Faith Paramore. She's open for three. She'll hit it. Faith Paramore back-to-back threes. You want to talk about knocking rust off your game. Faith Paramore doing that, and hopefully that'll pay off beginning on Saturday when they resume MIAA play. This is Yoder. Top the key to Lucas. Lucas feeds it across the floor. Pass gets deflected by Victoria Price. The ball goes out of bounds. Remains Bethel basketball. Stevie Stinchcomb and Katie Arena into the lineup. Setting down will be Treasure Job and Victoria Price. 42-23 Emporia State, up by 19. With a minute 36 to play in the quarter and the half. They feed it down low to Pete, who had an easy basket as Sydney Tenner was fronting the post that time. And Jasmine Pete, all they had to do was lob it over her, and she had an easy basket. She has eight. 42-25 Emporia State, and we're going to get a charging foul on Katie Herenia as she was being guarded by Parker Schroeder, and she used her forearm to clear some space and gets whistled for the foul. That'll be the first personal foul on Katie Herenia. Makes it Bethel basketball as Emporia State applies some pressure. Bethel gets it into front court. They lob it down low to Pete. Gets the ball knocked out of her hands. It'll go out of bounds and say it was last touch by Pete. Good defense that time by Faith Paramore. She was able to get the deflection off of Pete, and Emporia State with the basketball. Stevie Stinch coming to front court. Free throw circle. Feeds it off. Faith Paramore. Faith behind the free throw line. Shot up, in and out, no good. Battle for the rebound goes to Jasmine Pete for the Bethel Thrashers. Gives the ball off to Schroeder. Now they swing it left side to Robb. Back out front to Lucas. Lucas, free throw circle. Give it off to Schroeder. Drives to the basket and gets the layup. She just took it at the high post and went right down the lane and laid it up and in. Parker Schroeder with her second made field goal. She has four. 42-27 Emporia State. Faith Paramore, left corner, drives, kicks it top the key. Elena Hartman open for three. She left it way short, but the offensive rebound goes to Faith Paramore. Her put back no good. Coming over the loose basketball, Katie Arena picked up by Elena Hartman. She drives towards the basket, and they're going to get a foul on Bethel. Picking up the foul will be Carly Robb, her second. This will be the 14th foul on Bethel, and ball out of bounds for Emporia State. What a basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Sydney Tenner takes the inbounds pass from Stevie Stinchcomb, who takes it to the middle of the floor, and Emporia State can work for the final shot here, down to 12 seconds to play. Stevie standing over on the signature of Ron Slaymaker from about 25 feet. Three-point shot hit the front of the rim. Rebound goes to Bethel from almost half court. The shot rims out. No good for Troy Lucas, and we are at halftime. Emporia State, Lady Hornets lead it here at intermission, 42-27. We'll be back with our Long Pine Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
At Bunge North America, they take great pride in sourcing soybeans grown from our local farmers and turning them into products used by the most trusted names in the food industry. Bunge has been building relationships with farmers and customers for over 200 years to produce quality oilseed to make value-added ingredients. They've worked to understand their needs and develop relationships built on service, quality, satisfaction, and trust. Bunge North America, helping feed the world since 1818.
There's nothing better than keeping a little bit of a loved one with you everywhere you go. Hi, this is Carrie from Carrie's Diamonds, and we can take your loved one's handwriting or even fingerprint and make a one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that you will love for a lifetime. We offer in-house custom design and engraving, so let's get together and create that perfectly unique jewelry item or gift to celebrate the life of the person you love. Carrie's Diamonds, 1015 Industrial Road, across from the fairgrounds. Our difference is you.
It's time now for the Long Pine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Long Pine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongPineAuto.com.
At Long Pine Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're wrapping up the holiday season and kicking off the new year with red tag offers for everyone on most 2022 and 23 models. Unwrap holiday savings on a new Chevy Silverado, Blazer, or Equinox. Qualified buyers can get no payments for 120 days with approved credit, or celebrate in a top quality pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. No matter what your needs are, you can wrap up your holiday season with a great vehicle that's right for you at Long Pine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Chevy, find new roads.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
We're at halftime. Emporia State leading the Bethel Thrashers 42-27, and using a variety of players in this first half. In fact, everybody on the bench has seen some playing time in this first half for Emporia State. Treasure Job, though, leading the way. 13 points. Emporia State defense, again, doing what it does the best, forcing turnovers. They've held Bethel to 34% shooting in the first half, and they have taken advantage of some open threes as they're shooting the three-point shot about as well as they have all season long. Let's take a look at our halftime stats brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today with an estimate at 620-343-6054. Looking at the individual numbers first, Bethel being led by Jasmine Pete with 8. Troy Lucas has 6. 3 points for Carly Robb. 4 points for Parker Schroeder. And 2 points each for Josie Stupi, Corinne Yoder, Jordan Lyons. For Emporia State, they're being led by Treasure Job with 13 points. 7 for Victoria Price. 6 in the first half for Faith Paramore, who is 2-for-4 from beyond the arc. 4 points for Mary Lakes. 8 points for Kylie Shear. And Kylie is 2-for-3 from beyond the arc. 3-for-5 shooting the ball. 2 points for Stevie Stinchcomb. And 2 points also for Sydney Tinner. Emporia State in this first half, shooting 39% from the floor, 31% from beyond the arc, and they are 4 or 5 from the free throw line for 80%. For the Bethel Thrashers, they are shooting 34% from the floor, 11 of 32, just 1-for-11 from beyond the arc, that's 9%, but they're 4-for-4 from the free throw line. They are winning the rebounding battle, 30-17. 7 of those rebounds, though, belong to Josie Stupi. Emporia State's leading rebounder with 3 is Katie Harina. Emporia State has forced 16 turnovers and have scored 17 points off those turnovers, and that's where they've been able to make up that difference of being out-rebounded. Second chance points, though, Emporia State just being outscored 6-4. Points in the paint, Bethel outscoring Emporia State 20-16. On fast break points, Emporia State outscoring Bethel 11-6. And off the bench, Emporia State outscoring Bethel 12-6. Emporia State led 21-12 at the end of the first quarter. Outscored Bethel 21-15 in the second quarter, and they lead it here at halftime 42-27. Biggest lead for the Lady Hornets was by 19 points when they had a 42-23 lead. So Bethel closed out the first half on a 4-0 run. Game was tied only once when it was tied at 2. Emporia State has led the rest of the time, 19 minutes and 2 seconds. Here at halftime, the Lady Hornets lead at 42-27 over the Bethel Threshers. Our halftime stats have been brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate at 620-343-6054. We'll continue with more on our Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Don't leave your wiring to chance. Plug into your number one electrical source, Gerald Schumann Electric. Local experts in residential, commercial, and industrial electrical repairs and installation. Their highly trained electricians get the job done right the first time without cutting corners. With over 40 years in the business, you can rely on their expertise to get the job done to your satisfaction every time. Honesty and integrity is their policy, and electricity is their business. Give Gerald Schumann Electric a call today, 342-2176.
Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center offers innovative, cutting-edge physical therapy. From blood flow restriction rehabilitation, dry needling, DARI, a biomechanical movement analysis, fall prevention, and return to sport. Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center Physical Therapy has over 75 years of combined treatment experience, delivering a successful and positive outcome while making the rehabilitation process pleasant and enjoyable. At Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center, no referrals are necessary to schedule your therapy appointment. Visit KansasOrtho.com.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
42-27 is our halftime score. Emporia State with a lead over the Bethel Thrashers. Is Emporia State using this game to knock some rust off? And I think they've knocked a few specks of rust off their game, especially from the three-point line, as Emporia State is 6 of 19 from beyond the arc. That's good for 31%. Like to see it a little better, but at least they're knocking down some threes. Looking at the MIAA standings going into today's play, and there are no conference games being played. There are some games involving MIAA teams taking place. Pittsburgh State is hosting Tabor. They're leading that game 69-53. That's in the fourth quarter. Second, also taking place, William Jewell is at Central Missouri, and Washburn hosts Bethany tonight. And on the men's side, Pittsburgh State takes on Avila in the only game involving a men's team in the MIAA tonight. Well, Emporia State resumes MIAA play on Saturday when they travel to Wichita to take on the Newman Jets. When you look at the Newman Jets, they are currently setting at 4-7 on the season, 1-5 in the MIAA. Looking at the conference standings, Fort Hays State is undefeated, 6-0 in conference play. Central Missouri undefeated at 5-0. Nebraska Kearney, 5-1. Emporia State, Missouri Southern, 4-1. Pittsburgh State, Missouri Western, 4-2. Washburn is 1-3. Northeastern State, Rogers State are 1-4. Central Oklahoma, 1-5. Newman, 1-5. Lincoln, 0-4. And Northwest Missouri State is 0-5 in the MIAA this season. When you look at the MIAA standings on the men's side, there are three teams with one loss. Central Oklahoma at 5-1, Northwest Missouri State 4-1, Missouri Western 3-1, Emporia State, Fort Hays State, Northeastern State, Missouri Southern, and Rogers State all 3-2 in conference standings. Lincoln's at 2-2, Central Missouri 2-3, Pittsburgh State 2-4, Washburn 1-3, Newman 1-5, and Nebraska Kearney 0-5 in conference play. Here it's 42-27, Emporia State leading Bethel. We'll continue with more on our Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
We've all had to share the road with bad drivers, but at Farm Bureau Financial Services, we believe you shouldn't have to share their insurance rates. With Driveology, you're in the driver's seat to save money based on your driving habits. You'll get an automatic discount for signing up and could save up to 30% on your auto insurance premium. Contact me, Brian Fillinger, your Farm Bureau agent in Emporia, to learn more about how your driving habits can help save you money.
Savings based on driving behavior. Your savings may vary. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
You might be ready to hit the road this year for the holidays, but is your car? Hi, this is Debbie Williams with Williams Automotive, and staying on top of your routine maintenance is vital to making your travel plans go smoothly. Whether you need an oil change or new tires, the team at Williams Automotive is here to keep your ride ready for the trip. Trust Williams Automotive to keep your family ride running great this season. Family owned and operated for over 30 years, conveniently located at 3105 West 6th Avenue in Emporia.
Your home for Hornet Sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
Back at White Auditorium, we're at halftime. 42-27 Emporia State with a lead over the Bethel Threshers. Also, there are three college football bowl games scheduled today. One of them complete, the Pinstripe Bowl. It was Minnesota outscoring Syracuse 28-20. At halftime in the Cheez-Its Bowl, Oklahoma leading Florida State 17-11. And later on tonight, it's Texas playing Washington in the Alamo Bowl. Texas ranked 20th, Washington ranked 12th. Last night, the Kansas Jayhawks in the Liberty Bowl, trailing by 25 points in the third quarter, rally to get the game tied at 38 to send it into overtime. It goes to three overtimes before Arkansas finally wins it 55-53 over the Kansas Jayhawks. But wow, what a finish for the Jayhawks. In that ball game, they just came up a two-point conversion shy of sending it to a fourth overtime. And just to get overcome the 25-point deficit in the third quarter to get it tied again was an outstanding effort by the Kansas Jayhawks. Kansas State still has a bowl game to play. On Saturday, they'll be taking on Alabama in the Sugar Bowl. That game will kick off at 11 a.m. down in New Orleans. It'll be the first of what will be four games on Saturday. That includes the two playoff games that has TCU playing Michigan and Ohio State taking on Georgia, as those will determine who plays in the Division I football championship game on January the 9th. There's also NFL action on tap tonight. Dallas and Tennessee beginning of Week 17. The Chiefs will be at home on Sunday as they take on the Denver Broncos. That's their final regular season home game, and Chiefs still have a chance to earn a first-round bye, a home field advantage. They have to win out, and they have to hope that Buffalo loses one of their final two games, and one of those games comes up on Monday night when they take on Cincinnati. Go Bengals. 42-27 is our halftime score. Emporia State Lady Hornets with the lead over the Bethel Thrashers. We'll be back with the second half right after this timeout. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're wrapping up the holiday season and kicking off the new year with red tag offers for everyone on most 2022 and 23 models. Unwrap holiday savings on a new Chevy Silverado, Blazer, or Equinox. Qualified buyers can get no payments for 120 days with approved credit, or celebrate in a top quality pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. No matter what your needs are, you can wrap up your holiday season with a great vehicle that's right for you at Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Chevy, find new roads.
This has been the Longvine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longvine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongvineAuto.com. Now, stay tuned for the second half.
Let technology bring you closer this holiday season to loved ones near and far. With unlimited data as low as $25 a month, you can get the phone you want with the features you need from the best people. Next Tech Wireless, keeping Kansans connected.
McKenzie Pest Control has been helping folks solve their toughest pest problems for over 50 years. The methods and techniques have changed over the years, but their commitment to quality and customer service hasn't. When you find yourself needing professional service, call McKenzie Pest Control, serving communities throughout East Central Kansas. McKenzie Pest Control, pest free, the best it can be.
McKenzie Pest Free, the best it can be.
Your home for Hornet Sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
42-27, our score as we get set for the second half. Emporia State will go with Treasure Joby, Lena Hartman, Mary Lakes, along with Victoria Price and Faith Paramore. Bethel counters with Troy Lucas, along with Jasmine Pete. They lob it down low. Mary Lakes, layup off the glass, no good, gets her own rebound. Steps into the paint, shoots it off the glass, missed the shot, but she gets fouled. She'll beat the line to shoot a pair of free throws. Picking up the personal foul will be Jasmine Pete. That'll be her first. So again, for the Bethel Thrashers, it's Troy Lucas, Jasmine Pete, as the first free throw is good for Mary Lakes. Also on the floor, Carly Robb, along with Josie Stupi and Corinne Yoder. Second free throw, no good. Rebound goes to Pete. She works hard on the boards. So Mary Lakes, one of the two free throws, gives her 5 points. There's a feed down low to Pete. Lost the dribble on the loose ball. Is going to be picked up by Faith Paramore, but she gets ushered out of bounds, and Bethel will get the basketball. Shot clock stays at 22. Pete trying to work down low against Mary Lakes, and Mary ready to play physical as well. Here's a feed out front to Rob. Now they go left side to Yoder, to Pete in the lane. Shot curls in for her. She just shot it over Mary Lakes, and Jasmine Pete with 10 points. She's the leading scorer for the Bethel Thrashers. Out front, Mary. I'd like to see her take a three maybe once. That may not definitely be her shot. This is Elena Hartman. She'll shoot the three. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped around as Victoria Price couldn't grab a hold of it. Bringing the ball up the floor will be Yoder. Her layup is missing. Rebound to Faith Paramore for Emporia State. They had the other way. Feed it up the floor to Victoria Price in traffic. Puts up the layup. Missed everything, but the rebound goes to Elena Hartman, and Elena gets her first basket of the ball game, and Emporia State leads at 45-29. Here's a feed up the floor to Yoder. Yoder kicks it on the wing right side. Open for three and good from the right wing. That'll be Troy Lucas. That gives her 9 points in the contest. Makes it 45-32. Emporia State up by 13. Elena Hartman gives it off to Faith Paramore. Top the key. Mary Lakes goes back down low to Faith Elena Hartman. Missed the layup. And then the battle for the rebound out of bounds off of Josie Stupi for Bethel. Emporia State will keep the basketball. Sydney Tenner will check in for Mary Lakes. 8:23 to play, third quarter, 45-23 Emporia State. They have the ball. 20 seconds put up on the shot clock. Elena Hartman plays it into Sydney Tinner. Feeds it out to Faith Paramore. Faith backs it down in the paint. Spins from 5 feet in front of the lane. Just left it way short. Didn't get a real good shot off. And the rebound goes to the Bethel Threshers. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Latest in wireless technology. Fastest network. Best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Here's Yoder in the lane, and they're going to get her on a travel violation. She tried to spin in the lane against a couple of defenders. Turnover gives it back to Emporia State. Stevie Stinchcomb and Katie Harina into the lineup. Faith Paramore and Elena Hartman will sit down. 45-32 Emporia State. 7:59 to go here in the third quarter. Lady Hornets looking for their ninth win of the season. Stevie Stinchcomb into front court. Gives it off to Katie Harina. Swings it left side. Victoria Price asking for a cutter. Now back out front. Treasure Joe. Treasure in the paint, kicks it out on the wing right side. Katie Harina in traffic, puts up the shot, gets the basket to go. Katie Harina with her first basket of the ball game. Makes it 47-32 Emporia State. Yoder quickly into front court, drives it to the left lane line. Now lobs it out front to Lucas, gives it down low to Pete. In traffic, shot up and crawls off, no good. Rebound, Sydney Tenner. Nice defense by Sydney and Treasure that time. Here's a feed down low to Katie Harina. Gives it back to Victoria Price, but they say Katie was out of bounds when she caught the ball and tried to feed it back into one of her teammates. So the turnover gives it back to the Bethel Threshers. Substitution for Bethel. Checking into the lineup will be Parker Schroeder, also checking in. Jordan Lyons is setting down. Will be Stoopy along with Rob. Hornets pressuring in backcourt and pushing the ball into front court is Schroeder. Now kicks it top the key to Yoder. Nice little quick pass to the left elbow. Shot up and no good for Bethel's Jordan Lyons, but they get the rebound as the ball gets tipped out by Emporia State's Victoria Price, and it's saved, though, by Bethel. They'll skip it over on the left side to Yoder. Nice little dipsy-do shot. No good. Rebound goes to Sydney Tenner. She tracks it down before it gets into the deep right corner. Now gives it off to Treasure Job, who brings it into front court. 6:41 to play, third quarter. Job from 17, swish. Treasure Job from with 15 in the ball game. It's 50-32 Emporia State. Water basketball being brought to you by The Station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant in Emporia. Open Thursday through Saturday. The Station is where Emporia connects. Here's a three that's missing for Lions. Offensive rebound goes to Schroeder. Her shot is missing. Picked up by Jasmine Pete, and she gets fouled as she tries to put the shot up and in. She'll be at the free throw line. Picking up the foul for Emporia State will be Sydney Tenner, the 5'10 junior out of Amarillo, Texas. Transfer from Seward County. Free throw bounces off, no good for Jasmine Pete. Here's the second free throw that's good for Jasmine. That gives her 11 points in the game. She'll leave the lineup and be replaced by Dakota Piovason. Piovason is a 6-foot junior from Vancouver, Washington. 49-33 Emporia State. Katie Harina down the right lane. Line shot good. She's fouled. Katie Harina, the 5'9 sophomore from Liberal by way of Abilene Christian, draws the foul. She'll be at the line for the end one. Substitutions for Bethel. Lena Driscoll, a senior out of Bartonville, Illinois, and also back into the lineup returns Josie Stoopy. That last foul whistled against Jordan Lyons. Her first, and the free throw is good for Katie. And Katie now with 5 points in the game, and it's 52-33. Emporia State with a 19-point lead. Here's a pass up the floor intercepted by Treasure Job. Treasure dishes it left side. Victoria Price for a three, in and out, no good. Rebound goes to Bethel. Up the floor, Troy Lucas swings it on the right side in the corner, driving to the lane line. Floater up and missing for Jordan Lewis or Lyons, and the rebound to Emporia State's Katie Harina. Gives it off to Stevie Stinchcomb. Stevie working middle of the floor, gives it off to Katie. Katie looking to drive. Now in the corner right side, it goes to Victoria Price. Out front, it goes to Stevie Skinsham to Treasure Job for three. Firecrafters three. 18 points for Treasure Job. And it's 55-33. Emporia State with the biggest lead at 22. Call Mark Kraft, 620-342-6172. Make your appointment at Haircrafters, 1027 Commercial, downtown Emporia. Driving to the basket will be Josie Stoopy, and Stoopy makes the basket and draws the foul. She'll get the end one. Picking up the foul for Emporia State will be Sydney Tinner. That's her second. Treasure Job and Victoria Price check out into the lineup. Kylie Shear checks into the lineup, and Faith Paramore also back into the lineup. Free throw for Stoopy is good. Gives her 5 points in the game. 55-36 Emporia State, up by 19. Stinchcomb gives it off to Faith Paramore. Down the lane line, layup good. Blocking foul on Bethel. That'll put Faith Paramore at the free throw line for the end one. Gives her eight, looking for nine. Picking up the personal foul for the Bethel Threshers will be Dakota Piovason, her first. And the free throw bounces in for Faith Paramore. Makes it 58-36 Emporia State. Lady Hornets applying backcourt pressure with the ball now in backcourt. This is Driscoll. Now they feed it into frontcourt. Get it in the hands of Lyons. Now to Stoopy. Left side to Lucas. Lucas tapped the key to Lyons. Back to Lucas. Down along the baseline underneath the basket. That was Driscoll. Now ball in the paint. Knocked away. Still owned by Sydney Tinner. Gives it off to Stevie Stinchcomb. Shovels it off to Katie Herenia. Trying to drive. Nothing open there. Kicks it out. Kylie Shear for a three. Nope. Battle for the rebound. Goes out of bounds off of Katie Herenia. That takes us to our media timeout of quarter number three. 4:26 to play. Third quarter, 58-36. Emporia State with the lead. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Charlie's Place. They're open 7 days a week with daily specials, 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days at 116 Commercial in Emporia. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Do you need a unique gift for your wedding party or maybe a fun gift that's one of a kind? At Carrie's, we offer custom hand engraving in-house. Hi, this is Carrie, and I'd love to discuss with you how we can make your event stand out with something perfectly unique, just like you. Bridal party tumblers, fun thank you gifts, and even keep the life of the party identified with their own customized flask. Stop in today and let's get creative. Carrie's Diamonds, where our difference is you.
Did you know that Bunge operates in more than 40 countries? From the facility in Emporia, they're able to combine local expertise with global capabilities to deliver outstanding results for their customers, shareholders, and society. Bunge provides their customers with a global perspective of the marketplace, combined with individual care and attention. Proudly helping feed the world since 1818, Bunge North America, the shortest distance from harvest to market.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
58-36, Emporia State with a 22-point lead with 4:17 to play third quarter. Bethel with the basketball as they beat the press in the free throw circle. They go to Piovason, and here's a steal. Kylie Shear from the left-hand side tries to force up a shot, gets fouled. She'll be at the free throw line shooting a pair of free throws. Picking up the foul will be Josie Stoopy. Second, 14 foul here in the third quarter. Back into the Bethel lineup returns Jasmine Pete along with Carly Robb. Setting down will be Jordan Lyons along with Dakota Piovason. Kylie Shear's left-handed free throw rattles out on her. Kylie Shear, sophomore out of Cheney, 8 first half points, knocked down a couple of threes in that first half. Second free throw was good for Kylie. That gives her 9 points in the game, makes it 59-36 Emporia State. Lady Hornets pressuring in backcourt, weaving through the traffic. Stoopy gets it into front court, almost has it slapped away by Stevie Stinchcomb. Now they work it back out front to Yoder. Yoder down the lane, lost the dribble, loose ball on the floor. We're going to get a tie-up. An alternate possession will keep it in the hands of the Bethel Thrashers. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Carey's Diamonds for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life at 1015 Industrial. Carey's Diamonds, where their difference is you. Elena Hartman will check into the Emporia State lineup, replacing Katie Harina. Yoder gets the ball inbounds and gets it knocked away. Stevie Stinchcomb, and then Stevie gets the ball taken away from her by Yoder, and now the Hornets get a steal back. Give it off to Kylie Shear. Layup missed. Rebound, Faith Paramore. Stick back, no good as it rimmed out on her. Then battle for the rebound, gets another jump ball call. An alternate possession will put it in the hands of Emporia State. Substitution for Bethel, Parker Schroeder into the lineup. She'll replace Lena Driscoll. Emporia State will get the ball out of bounds on the baseline. Christina Walsh, the sophomore out of Smithville, Missouri, into the lineup for Emporia State. She'll take the inbounds pass, now hands it off to Kylie Shear. Now out front with it, Faith Paramore back to Kylie Shear. She'll shoot the three. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound goes to Jasmine Pete. She'll feed it up the floor to Yoder. Yoder swings it left side to Stoopy. Stoopy swings it right side to Robb. Now to Yoder, back out front. It goes to Stoopy in the lane. We're going to get a foul on Emporia State as Parker Schroeder tried to feed it down low to Jasmine Pete. She gets pushed from behind. They call a foul on Stevie Stinchcomb. That's going to be her third team foul on Emporia State here in the third quarter. 59-36 Emporia State, 3:07 to play third quarter. Bethel plays it inbounds to Yoder. Swings it left side to Robb. Out front to Stoopy. Stoopy in the lane. Goes down with a bounce pass down along the baseline. Intercepted by Elena Hartman. Elena flings it up the floor. They get it in the right corner to Stinchcomb. Feeds it down low. Faith Paramore backs down low. Bumps into Yoder. Knocks her halfway across the lane. No call, and a layup is good by Faith Paramore. That gives her 11 points in the game. 61-36 Emporia State. Yoder has it out front. Swings it left side to Stoopy on the wing. Robb to Yoder in the paint. It's intended for Jasmine over her hands. Ball gets knocked free, and the loose ball picked up by Bethel in the lane. Layup missing for Schroeder, but the offensive rebound and stick back is good by Bethel. That layup was good by Jasmine Pete. That gives her 13 points in the game. That makes it 61-38 Emporia State. So it'll be a full timeout taken by the Bethel Thrashers with 2:18 to play in this third quarter. Again, Emporia State men and women back in action on Saturday when they travel to Wichita to take on the Newman Jets. 1:30 for the women, 3:30 for the men. We'll broadcast both those games for you here on Mix 104.9. They'll get a day off on Sunday. Well, technically, they don't play a game. They'll practice, I'm sure, because on Monday, both teams will head down to Edmond, Oklahoma to take on Central Oklahoma. Next home games for the Emporia State Lady Hornets and Hornets will be on January the 5th. That's a Thursday when Lincoln will be in town for a doubleheader. Then on January the 7th, a Saturday, Emporia State will be hosting Central Missouri with 1:30 and 3:30 the game times here at White Auditorium. Don't forget, our next Hornet Talk will come up on Tuesday, January 3rd, from Brush Sports Bar and Grill. We'll be on the air at 12:10 as we'll catch up with coaches Craig Doty and Toby Wynn about what has happened over the Christmas break. And for the women, it will be 3 games played, and for the men, 2 games played. Emporia State will have the ball out of the timeout. Elena Hartman, Treasure Job, Kylie Shear, Christina Walsh, and Faith Paramore on the floor for Emporia State. Treasure takes it to the right side of the floor. Now circles back to the left side, keeping the dribble. Looking for a cutter. Now fings the right side to Elena Hartman. Skips it across the floor to Kylie Shear. Back top the key. Goes to Treasure Job. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Treasure gives it off to Christina Walsh. Back to Treasure. She wasn't expecting the pass. It goes off of her face. And loose ball picked up by Yoder, and layup is good. Corinne Yoder gets her second made field goal of the ball game, and Treasure wasn't quite expecting that pass to come back her way. Swings it left side. Elena Hartman, deep left corner. Three-point shot up and good by Faith Paramore. And that gives her 14. 64-40. Emporia State up by 24. Minute 26 to play. This is Shorter. They kick it in the deep left corner. Air ball three for Carly Robb, but the shot goes right into the hands of Jasmine Pete, who now has 15 points. Who got the easy layup off the missed three-point shot. Could argue maybe it was a pass, but I don't think so. Christina Walsh down low, working against Pete, throws it up off the glass, and it crawls off, no good. Battle for the rebound, rolls back out to Christina Walsh. Lane line to right, shot no good. Rebound tipped out by Faith Paramore, but it goes right to Corinne Yoder. Yoder going coast to coast, layup too strong off the glass. Rebound goes to Elena Hartman, feeds it up the floor, Treasure Job, and then the ball gets kicked out of bounds by Treasure. Oh, I got to say it was last touch by the Bethel Thrashers. Where is they getting a little sloppy handling the ball? 64-42 Emporia State. 45 seconds to play, third quarter. Substitutions for Bethel. Lena Driscoll back into the lineup. Also back into the lineup, Troy Lucas. Down low, Faith Paramore in traffic layup. Good off the glass as she was going one-on-one against Lena Driscoll. And Faith Paramore now with 16. And we're going to get a pass deflected out of bounds by Emporia State's Kylie Shear. 34 seconds to go in the quarter. In the front court with the basketball, this is Schroeder. Then pass on the wing and trended toward Driscoll. Gets stolen away by Treasure Job. Hornets with another steal. In the front court, Treasure, and the Lady Hornets can work for the final shot of the quarter. Treasure backs it to the signature of Ron Slaymaker here in front of us. Treasure now goes to work with 8 seconds on the shot clock. Kicks it out. Christina Walsh, she'll shoot the three. Left it short off the front of the rim. Rebound goes to Bethel. They feed it up the floor. And a long three by Josie Stupi way off the mark. And that brings it in to the third quarter play. Through three quarters, Emporia State leads at 66-42. One of basketball being brought to you by PT Associates. Like ESU basketball, PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia, 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Do you or someone you know have a bed bug problem? If you find yourself facing this unpleasant circumstance, call McKenzie Pest Control. They have the knowledge, the equipment, and the experience to handle your bed bug problem using the latest products and techniques, including heat treatment, which can safely and effectively eliminate bed bug infestations. Call McKenzie Pest Control. Professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest Free, the best it can be.
Get the latest 5G devices at Next Tech Wireless. Now you can get the iPhone 14 Pro and the Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus on us, or up to $999 off any other device. And that's not all. You can also get half off a new Apple Watch when you bring your number to us. Next Tech Wireless. We are Kansas.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
66-42 our score as we go to the fourth quarter. Bethel will have the ball to get things going here in this fourth quarter. Emporia State gets a steal. Victoria Price gets the steal. Feeds it off to Katie Harina, deep left corner three. It's missing, battle for the rebound, and we're going to get a jump ball call as Jasmine Pete and Victoria Price are battling for their rebound down low. An alternate possession will give it to Emporia State as they get the tie-up. So the Hornets get the ball out of bounds. So it's Treasure Joe, Victoria Price, Elena Hartman, Mary Lakes, and Katie Harina on the floor for Emporia State. Treasure plays it inbounds to Mary Lakes, hands it back off to Treasure. She'll shoot the three. It's out the mark. No good. Rebound. Katie Harina comes up with it. Katie working on the wing right side. Now down the lane she goes from the left-hand side. Almost has it stripped, but able to maintain possession of it down the lane. This time Elena Hartman going up with a layup. She gets fouled. She'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Picking up the personal foul for Bethel Thrashers will be Parker Schroeder, and she's joined on the floor by Jasmine Pete, Troy Lucas, Lena Driscoll, Parker Schroeder, and the free throw no good for Elena Hartman. And Josie Stupi also on the floor for the Bethel Threshers. 66-42 Emporia State. Elena Hartman's second free throw is good. So she makes one of the two free throws. That gives her 3 points on the night, and it's 67-42 Emporia State. Again, the Lady Hornets will apply some backcourt pressure. And Bethel's done a really good job, I thought, of handling their pressure. As they get into front court, they give a back door layup missing for Driscoll. Battle for the rebound. Goes out of bounds. They're going to say it belongs to the Bethel Threshers. Bethel, again, has done a tremendous job on the boards. They've out-rebounded Emporia State 43-30. 13 rebounds for Pete to go with 15 points. So she has a double-double against Emporia State. Feed down low to Pete, working against Mary Lake. Shoots it up, missed it badly. Battle for the rebound and a whistle. A foul. Elena Hartman won the battle. Picking up the foul will be Lena Driscoll. That's her first team foul, number two, here in the fourth quarter on the Bethel Threshers. Not quite 1 minute gone in this fourth quarter of play. Treasure Jove across the timeline. Has it on the wing right side. Shoots a three. Bingo! A hair crafter's three for Treasure Jove. And that gives her 21 points in this contest. She has surpassed her season high. Here's a steal by Victoria Price, and she gets the layup as she stole it away from Josie Stupi. And Victoria Price with her first basket here in the second half. That gives her 9, and now Victoria Price going for another steal, picks up a foul. And Victoria picks up her first personal foul, first team foul. And they're going to go to the video. I'm not sure. They're going to check to see if that was a common foul or if it was flagrant. So they'll check that out. Gives us a chance to let you know that Hornet Basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Other games going on tonight in the MIAA. On the women's side, let's see if we can get some scores here. Washburn hosts Bethany. That game will tip off at 7 o'clock. Central Missouri played William Jewell, and you know, third quarter score, Central Missouri leading 54-23 in that contest. And also taking place, Pittsburgh State women hosting Tabor. And Pittsburgh State has won that game 84-69. The Pittsburgh State men also in action tonight as they take on Avila. Everybody else off tonight, including the Emporia State men. And they'll be back in action on Saturday as they go up against the Newman Jets. Emporia State has played all their non-com games. There's still 17 games left to go in the regular season. And now the officials will have, well, Jeff Strongren will bring the two coaches together. And he's explaining what he saw. He said both players were going after the loose basketball or going after the basketball. And so I think it's just a common foul. I'm not sure. As he explains it to both Emporia State coach Toby Wynn and Derek Pringle. And I think they're just going to call that a common foul on Victoria Price, I think, but I'm not sure. Or is it? Nope, it's not. It's going to be a flagrant foul. It's a flagrant one on Victoria Price, and that will put Troy Lucas at the free throw line. And she makes the first free throw. That gives her 10 points. She'll get a second free throw here, and it's also good. And Bethel will get the basketball. Makes it 72-44 Emporia State. It's a 28-point lead. Biggest lead has been by 30 for Emporia State. Lucas has it on the wing right side. Skips it out front to Stupi. Stupi trying to drive left side. Goes with a bounce pass baseline to Driscoll. Her shot missing. Rebound Mary Lakes for Emporia State. Gives it off to Treasure Job, and Treasure brings it into front court. Has it out front, dribbles it to the left side in the corner. Victoria Price open for a three, airballed it. Overshot everything. They need to take it out to the firing range and get those sights lined up. Here's a top the key three by Lucas, missed it. Rebound, battled for, and a whistle and a foul. Let's see whom they call the foul on. I think it's on Emporia State. They're going to call it on Mary Lakes. Her first, second team foul on Emporia State, so it's ball out of bounds for Bethel. Bethel plays it into Jasmine Pete, and she gets it knocked away by Mary Lakes, and Emporia State with another steal. Treasure tried to feed it off on the left side with a no-look pass to Katie Arena, and it sails out of bounds, turnover Emporia State, as they had a 3-on-2 break going and just didn't execute. Bethel into front court. Lucas working out front. Swings it on the wing right side to Schroeder. Treasure almost comes up with a steal. Comes up empty, though. In the corner to Lucas. Goes down low to Pete. Shoots it over Mary Lakes and scores the bucket. Jasmine Pete was 17. She was about 8 feet off away from the basket and shot it up and in. Treasure Job into front court. Gives it off to Elena Hartman. Left side it goes to Katie Harina. Back out front to Victoria Price. Left side, it goes to Elena Hartman. Top of the key, Treasure Jump. Knocks down a Haircrafters three. Nice ball movement. Treasure was open, knocks it down. That gives her 24 points in the ball game. Lady Hornets pressuring him backward in into front court. Bethel beats the press. Driscoll gives it off to Pete. In traffic, almost lost it from 5 feet away. Shot up, no good. Rebound goes to Mary Lakes. Gets it up the floor to Elena Hartman. To Victoria Price on the wing left side in the lane. Kicks it in the corner. Katie Harina drives baseline. And she's going to get body checked along the baseline. Picking up the foul will be Lena Driscoll. It'll be ball out of bounds for Emporia State. And a shift change for the Lady Hornets. Stevie Stinchcomb, Christina Walsh, Kylie Shear, Sydney Tenner, and Faith Paramore will check in for Emporia State. They play it inbounds to Christina Walsh, who gives it off to Stevie Stinchcomb on the wing right side. Gets a screen, takes it to the baseline, goes to the basket, gets fouled. It's going up with a layup. Gets fouled. She'll be at the free throw line, shooting a pair of free throws. Picking up the personal foul will be Josie Stupi. That's her third, fourth team foul whistled against the Threshers. Substitution for Bethel. Checking back into the lineup will be Carly Robb. Setting down will be Lena Driscoll. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Free throw missing for Stevie Stinchcomb. The freshman out of McAllister, Oklahoma, makes the second one. That gives her 3 points in the game, makes it 76-46. Emporia State up by 30. That equals her biggest lead of the ballgame. Bethel quickly into front court. Here's a three that's good from the right elbow by Josie Stupi. Stupi with 8 points in the game, 76-49. This is Stinchcomb. Gives it off to Faith Paramore. Faith in the paint, driving down the lane, gets fouled. She'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Picking up the personal foul, this will be Parker Schroeder. That'll be her third. And that's the fifth team foul, so that means Emporia State will be shooting free throws the rest of the ball game. First free throw for Faith Paramore is up and in. Gives her 17 points in the ball game. She'll get a second free throw here. Faith's second free throw is also good. 18 points for the sophomore out of Haven, Earl Roberts transfer. Bethel will turn it over as Emporia State applies full court press. They try to lob it into front court, and Emporia State gets a steal. Top of the key, Christina Walsh for three. Nope, rebound tipped around, goes out of bounds. They'll give it to Emporia State. Faith Paramore battling down low. It goes out of bounds. I believe the last one to touch it was Parker Schroeder for the Bethel Threshers. Sydney Tenner to play it inbounds for Emporia State. Plays it into Christina Walsh, who hands it off to Faith Paramore. Has it out front. Backs it down low against the defense. Gets it in the lane. Lays it up and in. Is going crashing to the floor was Parker Schroeder, and Faith Paramore just bodying up and power driving it to the basket. There's a pass at the floor. Gets deflected out of bounds by Emporia State. It remains Bethel basketball. For Faith, she now has 20 points in the ballgame. 80-49 the score. Emporia State on top with 5:39 to play. This is Robb on the left side, trying to drive with it. Kicks it on the wing to Schroeder. Now top the key with a basketball. This is Lyons. Long three off the mark. No good for Schroeder. Rebound goes to Bethel. Schroeder trying to drive to the basket, and she's going to get bumped by Christina Walsh. And that'll be a foul on Christina. That is her second. Team foul number three on the Lady Hornets here in the fourth quarter. And this will put Parker Schroeder at the free throw line. She has 12 points in the game. Or 4 points in the game, excuse me. Free throw is up and good for Schroeder, the freshman out of Halstead. Gives her 5 points. She'll get a second free throw here. And this one no good, and the rebound goes to Faith Paramore. Faith will head up the floor with a basketball. Feeds it off to Sydney Tenner on the right side. Fake the three, drives lane, line shot. Goes down for Sydney Tenner. That's her second made basket of the ball game. Makes it 82-50 Emporia State with 5 minutes to go. Schroeder into front court, gets it off to Yoder. Back out to Schroeder. Now they go in the deep left corner to Robb. Back out high to Yoder. Yoder looking to drive. Picks up the dribble. Ball gets deflected by Stevie Stinchcombe. She has the steal. Feeds it up. Kylie Shear at the other end. Layup no good. Rebound Stevie Stinchcombe. Put back good, and she's fouled. Stinchcombe, Kylie Shear, a little two-man game going on there. And Stevie Stinchcombe makes the basket and draws the foul. She'll be at the line out on the media timeout. 4:46 to play in the game, 84-50. Emporia State on top. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. For the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage, your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet basketball on Mix 104.9.
At Emporia State University, you can investigate your interests, discover your dreams, and pursue your passion. With more than 200 academic programs, whatever your interest today or tomorrow, we have it. At ESU, you'll get hands-on experience that will set you apart. The sky is the limit. When you start here, you'll be ready to go anywhere. Learn more and schedule a campus visit at emporia.edu/visit.
Get your taco night fix Thursdays at the Station 402 Merchant in Emporia. Tired of cooking all week? Let them handle dinner with some favorite Mexican cravings like tacos, crispitos, burritos, taco pizzas, and more. Wash it all down with a margarita or Thursday drink special. Stay and play. You'll find pool tables, cornhole, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The Station is ready for every party with banquet rooms for events big or small. The Station, 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
4:46 to play in this game, 84-50, Emporia State with a lead over the Bethel Threshers. Davey Stinchcombe at the free throw line for the end one. Picking up that last foul was Jordan Lyons. Free throw is good for Stevie Stinchcombe. That gives her 6 points in the game. Makes it 85-50 Emporia State. Again, the Lady Hornets applying some backcourt pressure. Pass deflected by Stevie Stinchcomb. Ball sails out of bounds. Turnover goes, or ball stays in possession of the Bethel Threshers. Inbounds pass. They get it to Driscoll. Now on the floor for Emporia State is Elizabeth Milligan. And here's a bad pass by Bethel. It sails out of bounds over the outstretched hands of Corinne Yoder. Turnover gives it back to Emporia State. So it's Stevie Stinchcomb, Elizabeth Milligan, teammates at McAllister, Oklahoma, on the floor. Also on the floor, Macy Smith, the sophomore out of Volpe. Milligan to the line, drives to the basket and lays it up and in. Elizabeth Milligan gets the basket for Emporia State, makes it 87-50, and then Milligan gets a deflection and almost comes up with a steal, but the ball gets tipped away, and we're going to get a foul on the Bethel Threshers and the chase for the loose basketball. And picking up the foul, I believe, will be Parker Schroeder. That's her fourth. So give me that Emporia State lineup. Kylie Shear, Stevie Stinchcomb, Elizabeth Milligan, Macy Smith, and Christina Walsh. Now they're not saying that was a ball control foul, so no free throws. Here's Milligan for three. She nailed it. A hair crafter's three for Milligan. That gives her 5 points. That makes it 90-50. Emporia State by three, and Bethel will turn it over again as they try to lob it up the floor to Lena Driscoll, and the pass sails out of bounds, and Emporia State will get the ball back. Down to 3:44 to play in this game. Hold a basketball brought to you by Emporia State University, preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. Here's Stevie Stinchcomb. Steps back three. Nope. Rebound. Christina Walsh, her put back no good. Offensive rebound. Milligan, her put back no good. Rebound goes to the Bethel Threshers. In the front court with the basketball, Corinne Yoder. Has it on the wing right side, drives past Smith, puts up the floater from the free throw line. Shot no good, offensive rebound, though, goes to Driscoll. Her put back no good. Ball gets stripped away, and Emporia State comes over the basketball. This is Stevie Stinchcomb, kicks it left side. Shear for three. Nope. Battle for the rebound, draws a foul, and Elizabeth Milligan trying to go after the loose basketball, gets whistled for the foul. That'll be her first. Team foul number four on Emporia State. Jasmine Pete will return to the lineup for Bethel. Setting down will be Carly Robb. Down to 3:02 to go. 90-50 Emporia State. Bethel into front court. With the basketball, this is Lyons. Gives it off to Lucas. Gets it down low to Driscoll. She gets fouled by Christina Walsh. That will force her to earn it from the free throw line. For Christina Walsh, that will be her third personal foul. Going to the free throw line will be Lena Driscoll, looking for her first points of the ball game. That is the fifth team foul, by the way, on Emporia State. The free throw is good for Lena Driscoll. Her first point of the ball game makes it 90-51 Emporia State. 2:50 to play. Driscoll spins the ball in her hand. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, though, goes to Yoder. I like the way she plays. Plays with a lot of energy. This is Troy Lucas. Swings it across the floor to Driscoll. Driscoll back across the floor to Lucas for a three. She drained it. A three-point basket for Troy Lucas. That gives her 14 points in the game. Top the key. Milligan for another three. Count it. A hair crafter's three for Elizabeth Milligan. That gives her eight. Makes it 93-54 Emporia State. Bethel into front court. This is Troy Lucas. Layup missed it. Rebound goes to Macy Smith. Macy going coast to coast. Gives it off. Stevie Stinchcomb from the free throw line. Shot no good. Battle for the rebound. Won by Christina Walsh. Tries to go for the shot. She gets fouled. She'll get a couple free throws to shoot. Picking up the foul will be Jasmine Pete. Her second, as they are over the limit, so two free throws coming for Christina Walsh, and her free throw too strong off the back iron, no good. Christina, sophomore out of Smithville, 6'1 sophomore. Shoots the second free throw up and in. Her first point of the ball game. 94-54. Emporia State. Emporia State staying in their zone. Trying to drive the ball. It's Lyons. Gets it in the paint to Pete. Working against Walsh. Shot up. No good. But a foul is going to be called on Emporia State. Picking up the foul for Emporia State. This will be Macy Smith. Her first. Macy was providing weak side help. Gets whistled for the reach-in foul. And Jasmine Pete will be at the free throw line. First free throw, too strong, no good. What a Basketball being brought to you by Bungie North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. Second free throw is good for Jasmine Pete. Gives her 18 points in the game. Stevie Stinchcomb will bring the ball into front court for Emporia State. Gives it off Kylie Shear behind the free throw line. Shoots it up and in. Kylie Shear with double figure points. 11 for her. Makes it 96-55. Bethel into front court with the basketball. They get it taken away. Stevie Stinchcomb with a steal. Feeds it up the floor. Kylie Shear layup good at the other end. Kylie Shear with 13 points. Bethel quickly the other direction. Yoder out front. To Lucas, back to Yoder on the wing right side. Now drives to the paint, kicks it back out to Lucas. She'll shoot the three, in and out, no good. Offensive rebound goes to Lyons. Her shot, no good. The second rebound goes to Jasmine Pete, and she sticks it back up and in. She has 20. Double-double for Pete, as she also has 14 rebounds. Macy Smith almost lost it, able to save it, gives it off. To Shear, to Stevie Stinchcomb for a three. Missed it. Rebound long, goes out of bounds. It will go to the Bethel Threshers with 38 seconds to play. And the Lady Hornets going to win this one. Led from the beginning. It was tied at two, and from that point on, it was all Lady Hornets. Here's a three from the right wing that's off the mark. No good for Jordan Lyons. Rebound to Emporia State. They feed it into front court, and Emporia State can settle it down, but a long three missing, no good for Kylie Shear. Rebound goes to Elizabeth Milligan. Her shot off the mark, no good. Rebound goes to Bethel. That was Lyons. Her shot, no good. Battle for the rebound, draws a whistle, and Macy Smith is going to be whistled for the foul, her second, and this will put Corinne Yoder at the free throw line. It comes with 7.9 seconds to play. Emporia State could have maybe just dribbled it out, but some youngsters want to get in the scorebook. Free throw missing for Yoder. She'll get a second free throw here. And she missed it. Rebound goes to Elizabeth Milligan. Nice job of keeping Jasmine Pete, blocking her out. And the rebound to Emporia State, and they don't even have to get it into front court, as that will be the ball game. Our final score tonight will be Emporia State, 98. Bethel, 58. And we'll be back to take a look at the numbers, talk to the coach, and we'll talk to a player as well. It's all coming up on the our Prairie Line Partner postgame show right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Round up the crew for Buffet Done Your Way. Pizza Ranch is serving our favorite pizzas, the country's best chicken, cheesy ranch steaks, and more. It's a legendary taste of the Old West right here in Emporia. Pizza Ranch buffet hours are Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 4 to 8 p.m. and 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on weekends. There's something for every member of the family at Pizza Ranch, so dine in today. It's Buffet Done Your Way at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're wrapping up the holiday season and kicking off the new year with red tag offers for everyone on most 2022 and 23 models. Unwrap holiday savings on a new Chevy Silverado, Blazer, or Equinox. Qualified buyers can get no payments for 120 days with approved credit. Or celebrate in a top quality pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. No matter what your needs are, you can wrap up your holiday season with a great vehicle that's right for you. At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, Chevy, find new roads.
Let technology bring you closer this holiday season to loved ones near and far. With unlimited data as low as $25 a month, you can get the phone you want with the features you need from the best people. Nextech Wireless. Keeping Kansans connected.
It's time now for the Hornet Postgame Show, brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. We'll return courtside to recap the game right after this timeout.
Your hardworking John Deere compact utility tractor deserves to be taken care of, and right now is the best time to get your equipment serviced at Prairie Land Partners. Choose from a silver or gold service package on compact tractors under 100 horsepower. Plus, they are offering hauling specials for your convenience. Visit PrairieLandPartners.com or call today to get your equipment serviced by a John Deere certified technician.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
Today's best hits. Mix 104.9. KFFX Emporia.
98-58 the final.